This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So this road rage has now taken another life, and I've been a victim of road rage. I don't necessarily chase somebody down, but I've been, you know, cut off, and people have flipped me off and yelled at me, and just because I was, you know, driving. If I get a ticket, the next day or two, I drive the speed limit. And that just makes people so mad when I drive the speed limit. You know, even if I'm in the lane I'm supposed to be in. But people are taking road rage to a new level. Remember that child was killed a couple months ago in the back of his mom's car on an Orange County freeway. And now we have a dad, Jay Boughton, was taking his son home from a baseball game. He's the baseball coach. And a driver from another vehicle shot him in the head. This was around 10 p.m. on Tuesday in Plymouth, Minnesota. Police said they had some sort of an altercation of some kind on the road. Not really a lot of details. But apparently, when he was shot, he, ended up going off into an apartment parking lot. The son tried to give him CPR until an ambulance arrived. Now, Jay's only 56 years old. He was taking his 15-year-old son, Harrison, home from a baseball game. He had just coached. And then they got into some altercation with another driver. This is at 10 o'clock at night on Highway 169 in Plymouth, Minnesota. Unclear exactly what happened, if either car came to a stop, but the driver of the other vehicle, a light-colored SUV, opened fire, shooting him in the head, and then driving away. He obviously lost control, crashed into an apartment complex. Son survived, gave him CPR until EMTs arrived. The shooter is still at large after speeding off down the highway in a light-colored SUV. They think it could be a Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or similar vehicle. And when you look, it's just mind-boggling that how many of us are in a car coming home, and again, we don't know. We don't know if there were middle fingers or things like that, but it still should have never resulted in somebody getting killed. Now, Boughton was an assistant coach for Armstrong Cooper Youth Baseball Association, was described by friends as a wonderful person who always had a smile. He leaves behind a wife, a son, and a 13-year-old daughter. The son did have to be treated in the hospital after the crash, but has been discharged. And so you look at where things are going. I told you that my grandfather was working in a store. He had a small store. Had fled the Holocaust, fled to Palestine. Palestine became Israel. He worked as a police officer. And then his wife was granted a visa, my grandmother, to come to the States in the 60s. America allowed German refugees from that were persecuted during the Holocaust, granted visas to come to America. So my grandmother and he left. They took whatever savings they had. And they moved to L.A., and then they opened up a little store where they would, sell appliance parts for do-it-yourselfers. And then my father would fix the appliances. And so that's how they supported the family. And somebody comes in, puts a gun to my grandfather's head, and robs him. Now, back in the 60s, if somebody pulled a gun, they would then put it back. Take the money and run. Nowadays, if somebody's pulling out a gun, they're going to shoot. And this is one of the reasons why we have all the issues we have now in terms of the custodies or the, or, you know, people in custody getting shot or somebody having a gun. We have to assume, whether it's law enforcement, whether it's you protecting your family, that if somebody is going to pull out a gun, they're going to try to kill you with it. You know, I've taken CCW classes, and it's, you know, you, they tell you do not, like in the olden days, pull out a gun to intimidate people, so they decide to back off. You only pull out the gun if you are doing it to protect your life. But if you're below, you know, I'll show them my gun, so they back off, you'll be killed. Because maybe us older folks, us Gen Xers, think that, all right, you know, we'll be able to kind of disperse or, you know, diffuse it. No. The younger generation, if they see a gun, they're going to kill you. Or if somebody pulls out a gun. So now everybody assumes that. So when that kid was running with a gun, I forget where that was, officer sees a gun, they assume that kid's going to shoot them with it. And I don't know how we turn things back. And again, I don't know why somebody chooses to shoot at somebody in a car and thinks they could get away with it and think that's okay. We have a killing problem in this country. A little kid in his car seat was shot dead because of some road rage issue with mom driving on the freeway. Now, I got to tell you something. Some of you guys are really, really rude. And some of you really tick people off when you're driving. And I think maybe you need to stop that. You think I'm in a car. So, you know, I could then kind of scratch that animalistic itch, you know, where I could kind of, you know, I'm in a car so they can't do anything to me. Yeah, they can. You make somebody mad and they don't want to ruin their car, they'll roll down the window and shoot you. That's what people are doing these days. And again, I'm not saying the dad instigated it. I mean, sometimes there are people that just want to hunt other people down. And he could have just been very unlucky. But if it's been reported there was an altercation, don't get into it. I tell my husband this. I tell everybody this. I understand that you need to, you know, be the alpha. And I understand that you need to play your mark. All right? No. Some people have guns. You have to assume everybody has a gun. An illegal gun. A gun that they aren't even supposed to have. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we had just celebrated 4th of July. And this 4th of July was very, very different from others in that I saw a lot of pride, I saw a lot of fireworks, I saw a lot of American flags, but you also saw a lot of criticism of the flag. You also saw and heard some innuendos that those people that are supporting the flag are being political, being divisive, and being racist. And those I was traveling, so I heard a lot of those rumblings, but I didn't see anything that I could validate. There was nothing I could in journalism see, you know, where somebody said that. Well, apparently making headlines is the Utah chapter of Black Lives Matter had posted the following. They say, when we black Americans see this flag, we know the person flying it is not safe to be around. When we see this flag, we know the person flying it is a racist. When we see this flag, we know that the person flying it lives in a different America than we do. When we see this flag, we question your intelligence. We know to avoid you. It is a symbol of hatred. So the American flag is becoming, by some, a symbol of race, a symbol of hatred, a symbol of divisiveness. When I grew up, the flag was supposed to be a symbol of unity. The one thing that we were really looking forward to with 4th of July is the unification. Yeah, you know what? This is our country. We're not living in Russia. We're not living in Saudi Arabia. We're not living in Canada. Right? We are living here in America. When you watch, you know, the Canadians and the Tampa Bay Lightning, you know, oh, Canada, you know, they're singing the Oh Canada song, and you're like, yay, Oh Canada. But then it's like, oh, say does that Star Spangled. And they're like, yeah. You know, and they were, you know, and it's like in sports. It's the tribalism of, you know, this is who we are. We're Americans. We're going up against the Canadians. And yeah, you know, and so people within their countries, they want to be proud. Now, mind you, what's going on in Haiti? People aren't proud. What's going on in multiple countries? I'm sure there are people in China that are afraid to even say how they feel about what happened with China and the Wuhan virus or the virus that might have come from the Wuhan lab. So I'm not saying everybody loves their country. And I'm not saying you have to love your country. But what do we do to move forward if we have something that is a symbol that is pervasive in this country? And rather than people going, eh, I don't like it, I mean, a lot of people don't like the national anthem, not only because of some of the words or some of the possible connections, but it's a hard song to sing, right? Look, this is your country, this is your anthem, okay? This is, you know, and we've for years moved on. But this is not going to be something that America is going to move on from. If we have groups that really feel that anybody who waves the American flag is a white supremacist, that's a problem. Because I was in South Carolina, and there were American flags all over the place. It was 4th of July. And there were Democrats, and there were Republicans with the flag. The last thing anybody wants to think is that somebody's thinking they're racist. When we grew up learning about how you become patriotic, how you appreciate, you know, what you have and how you work to make the country better. Now, why the link with white supremacy? Well, apparently, I think in Philadelphia, a bunch of white supremacists were having, I think they had white face coverings, and they had, they were walking around with flags. And so we get this group, right, who are white supremacists, screwing it up for the whole country, running around with, I mean, everybody has freedom of choice, freedom of speech, but no. Okay, you know, don't be hijacking our symbol of freedom and using it to divide. And so, sadly, there's all sides that are, you know, involved in weaponizing the flag. The flag is not supposed to be a weapon. The flag is supposed to be unifying. Now, I could not even imagine what anybody, African American, has gone through in terms of discrimination and segregation and slavery. You know, my family who were slaves, that was so many generations beyond. I couldn't even, you know, I don't have family remaining to talk about that. We have family talking about the Holocaust. But in terms of what happened in America, I don't have family in America that could talk to me about what grandfather and, you know, great-grandfather and grandmother went through. However, many of us are living in a country that, you know, thank God, gives us the freedoms we have, but their roots are not, shall we say, the most angelic. I live in Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas. But Las Vegas has a lot of mob.
roots. Something that Las Vegas might not be too proud of. And the mob built Las Vegas. Las Vegas was pretty well run under the mob, but mob roots to Las Vegas. Does that mean we cancel Las Vegas? Does it mean we tear up the flag? Does it mean if you live in Las Vegas, you're pro-mob? How many women were abused, were suppressed, were taken advantage of during the history of so many of these countries in order for them to become the country they are? And I mean, if you really think about it, I don't think any country has a history that is angelic. It was ugly. There was war. There was killing. There was torture. There was rape. There was slavery. There was trafficking. It's bad. And so the concern is if America decides that we're going to get rid of the flag because of things that happened during our country's birth, then every country's going to have to. Israel was made as a result of the atrocities of the Holocaust. Nobody wants to think about the Holocaust, but that in history, sadly, that's what happened. Many of Germany's new rules and many of the, Treaty of Versailles and things like that happened because of bad things countries did exist in one form or another today. So all we could do as nations is improve, listen to those who feel still suppressed and feel like there are things that are not being addressed. But to remove a flag, to cancel a country, I don't think you're ever going to, sadly, be able to be very proud of any country's roots. Independence Day is about America getting their independence from Great Britain. Now, that was an ugly war. Ugly things happened. Ugly things persisted. But all countries have an Independence Day. And they celebrate that Independence Day. And we assume real bad things happened. And we put that aside so we could look to the positive and so we could live and so we could get some pride and get some unity. Now, I think it's important for countries to unify, which is why we always need to listen and we need to do better. This country has to do better. But I don't think we should do away with the flag. And we're in a very perilous time right now as we have Russia, North Korea, China just ready to pounce, whether it's through cyber threats, whether it's through bioweapons. We have countries, whether it's through terrorism. And so we're not very strong right now, and we're not very unified. And if the country has to do away with the flag because white supremacists decide to use it at their parade, I think we all need a conversation of how we move forward, because we are not strong if we're divided. And if other countries look at us as, even in the Olympics, where people are living in this country, competing in the Olympics and hate our flag, somebody doing that, it's like they were forced to compete. We don't want anybody to feel forced to compete. Somebody who hates their country and was beaten into having to compete, and then they're there and I'm like, I hate what this country put me through. You know, it shows that we have a lot of work to do, but it also shows we're not unified. And then we're not a country. And if we're not a country, we are completely vulnerable. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Search and rescue efforts in Surfside, Florida have transitioned to recovery efforts as first responders look for victims in last month's tower collapse of a condominium. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announces he's suspending the state property tax enforcement for the families impacted by the collapse.
My goal is to suspend, waive any law I can under the state of emergency to forestall that, and then we probably will just ask the legislature to remit any of the property tax liability from Champlain Towers South.
The White House is holding its weekly coronavirus briefing. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says more and more Americans are continuing to get vaccinated.
More than 2 out of 3 adults have at least one shot. As a country, we're closer than ever to ending this pandemic and getting back to normal.
USA Radio News. The world is passing an unfortunate milestone regarding COVID-19.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has passed 4 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads the world with a little more than 600,000 deaths, followed by India and Brazil. The grim milestone coming as cases and deaths have fallen off in the U.S. and Europe, but are rising in other areas, like Indonesia, where vaccination rates remain low, and variants, like the Delta strain, are spreading quickly. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Spectators are being banned from the Tokyo Olympics. The decision comes after a COVID-19 state of emergency was ordered in Tokyo, which will run through the entirety of the Games. The Olympics opening ceremony is scheduled for July 23rd, and the Games end August 8th. Medical experts believe having no spectators is the best option to prevent further spread of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, how are you guys' teeth? Are you keeping your teeth? Are your teeth falling out? I hope they're not falling out. I didn't like it when my teeth would fall out as a kid. We got a dime from the Tooth Fairy. My friends were getting like a whole dollar at the time. We'd get a dime. I'd ask my big sister, what do I do with the dime? She's like, save it because you'll need to buy a tampon with it later. I'm like, I don't like any of that. That's just not fun. I'd rather have my tooth, not have the dime, not have the period, not have to deal with tampons. That was my choice. But I got my teeth. I love my teeth. I'm supposed to go every 6 months to get a cleaning.
Sometimes I don't stick with it. I took advantage of COVID going, oh, man, I don't have to go all the time. Well, if you do start to lose your teeth, that could be sadly a sign of dementia. Scientists did a meta-analysis of 14 different studies, looking at a total of 34,000 adults. And adults with tooth loss had a 1.28 times higher risk of being diagnosed with dementia. Now, if you miss your teeth, you can't chew that well. You could get nutritional deficiencies. And there has been a link, we spoke about this on the show years ago, that there is a link between having bad teeth and dementia. Now, this study comes from researchers from New York University, and they found that tooth loss is a risk factor for both dementia and cognitive impairment. Every tooth you lose increases your risk. Now, conversely, if you have good oral health, including dentures, that may protect you against cognitive decline. So a couple things could be going on. One is the tooth loss could be a sign that you have things wrong with you that could put you at risk for dementia. And just the act of losing the teeth could accelerate the dementia if you're not eating well. So, for example, if you're missing teeth and you have trouble chewing, are you going to get that big piece of celery or that stalk of broccoli? Or are you going to instead maybe suck on some peanut butter? So that's why, you know, vegetables, especially the crisp cruciferous vegetables or fruits to bite into an apple, apples are pretty darn healthy. Hey, yeah, banana's softer, but who likes to taste a banana? I'm not a big banana. Unless it's on a banana split, I'm not a big banana eater. Dr. Bei Wu, who led the study, said given the staggering number of people diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia each year and the opportunity to improve oral health across a lifespan, it's important to gain a deeper understanding of the connection between poor oral health and cognitive decline. Now, they say dementia, as we know, is a syndrome associated with ongoing decline of brain function. It affects 1 in 14 people over the age of 65 and 1 in 6 people over the age of 80. So this happens when you have, you know, damage to brain cells and the brain cells can't communicate to others. And I look at it as you losing your teeth, you know, the losing of the teeth might accelerate it. But if I see somebody with a loss of tooth loss, I think they were a smoker. I think they have diabetes. They have poor circulation because they're losing their tooth because they don't have good blood flow to the tooth. And I also look at it as maybe it's because somebody who's not taking care of their teeth is probably also not taking care of their body. So the team wanted to set out to understand why there was a relationship. And so they conducted this meta-analysis of 14 studies, including a total of 34,074 adults and 4,689 cases of people with diminished cognitive function. Their analysis revealed that adults with more tooth loss had 1.48 times higher risk of developing cognitive impairment and 1.28 times higher risk of being diagnosed with dementia. I know some of you are asking about Joe Biden's teeth. I don't know if he has all his teeth. I don't know if he's in dentures, but yeah, that would be interesting to see if he lost his teeth. Just because somebody loses a tooth does not mean they have dementia. Okay. I don't think we really need the tooth evidence, but we're not going to go there right now. So, good oral health. Now, I get it. Going to the dentist. I don't know if Medicare covers dental. I think it's supposed to. And even if you get a cleaning, does it cover oral surgery? Does it cover root canals? Does it cover the periodontist? Your job is to take care of the teeth early on. Now, I get it. Many of you, by the time I'm Gen X, we had these fluoride treatments, but many baby boomers, they didn't have access to fluoride treatments and all the dental care and the dental goodies that they do now. Fluoride in water, they didn't understand a lot about that. So many of you lost a lot of your teeth, cracked a lot of teeth, have cavities. You know, it's interesting because I've taken care of my teeth. My teeth have been strong. All of a sudden now I'm just noticing I'm getting little microfractures of the teeth because I grind my teeth. I grind my teeth. Well, somebody's stressed. I don't think it's stress. I mean, it could be the dream. You know, Michael Fassbender's in the dream. I'm trying to date him. He's like, no, I'm not interested in you. And then I grind my teeth. Who knows? But you could damage your teeth even more.
How many of you guys drink energy drinks? Energy drinks are not good for the teeth. Remember Demi Moore? Demi Moore apparently was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. She said she lost two of her teeth. She blamed it on stress. But one thing about her diet is apparently back in 2012, Demi Moore was hospitalized, and multiple rumors had surfaced as to what caused her collapse. Some people thought it was, you know, whippets, you know, from a whipped cream canister. But others said she had an energy drink addiction, anorexia. I guess one source said that she has a Red Bull for breakfast, a Red Bull for lunch, a Red Bull for dinner, a lettuce leaf, and a tablespoon of tuna fish. And that's it. That was reported by Light987.com. So she ends up losing two teeth. Now she's slim, so I doubt she has diabetes, and I doubt she has high blood pressure, but nutritional deficiency or energy drinks. Back in 2019, there was a 21-year-old student in England dropped out of school because his dentist found his mouth full of rotten teeth due to his energy drink habit. Vinnie Piner of Margate, England, told SWNS that he would drink six cans of Monster energy drinks a day to get through school. Eventually, his teeth cracked. Mom rushed into the dentist. The dentist said this was the worst case of tooth decay he had ever seen. So he had to get 24 fillings and dentures to repair his front teeth, and then apparently went back to school. So for those of you that drink drinks that can affect the tooth enamel, a study back in 2012 from Southern Illinois University found energy drinks can damage the tooth enamel because of the acidity. You might want to go back to water. Back in 2009, there was a 28-year-old man from New Zealand who allegedly drank three cans of energy drinks a day. Those three cans caused him to lose multiple teeth. He also suffered gum disease. So, you know, we live in a more neutral, maybe more basic, just a little bit on the basic side in terms of, you know, in terms of our blood. And our saliva is supposed to also try to neutralize acidic foods and things that could affect our teeth. One of the reasons why we want you to not eat a lot of sugary foods is because of the acidity. And so we could lose our teeth not only by what we eat, but if we smoke, diabetes, heart disease. Heart disease is also a sign. If you don't have good blood flow and good circulation, you're not getting good blood flow to the teeth. Which is why I thought if you lose your tooth, it's a sign that, you know, you possibly have heart disease. And then, sadly, if you have heart disease, you can be more at risk for dementia. So one-third of Americans have bad teeth. There was a study back in 2017 from the University of Michigan that found 1 in 3 middle-aged Americans have poor dental health. 1 in 3. 40% suffer pain. 40% don't have regular cleaning. 28% lack dental insurance. That's not good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you have been getting emails or letters or texts saying back to the office by Labor Day, back to the office next month. And you would think in the 80s or 90s or 2000s or during the Great Recession, that would be the best news possible. That would be Christmas in July. Everybody would be happy. And that's not what I'm hearing. You guys are telling me you are dreading getting that text, dreading getting that email. And I just, this is, COVID really flipped everything upside down. You want to work, the government tells you you can't work. Then you're not at work for 16 months or however long.
And then you fear going back to work. So that many people out there don't want that letter. Don't want that choice. When we had locked down for about 6 weeks in Nevada, it was interesting how people were feeling that same way. They go, no, 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 I don't want us to open back up. Again, they were making extra money with the unemployment. Maybe they were fearful of COVID. Their kids weren't in school. So there's a lot of reasons why people don't want to go back to work. We get that. But I'm warning you, for those of you who aren't retired, right, or and of an age where you know you're going to have to go back into the workforce, I would say early bird gets the worm. Because once that September 6th additional money runs out of the unemployment benefits, this labor shortage is going to turn into a major scramble. And I am hearing that employers are so desperate, they will give you whatever you want to get you back to work. Which means if you are in any position of strength with bargaining power, now's the time. Not the week before September 6th. Now, you guys are already kind of cutting it close. And I know many people are hoping, well, maybe Biden and Congress will extend the unemployment benefits, or maybe, you know. So here's the thing. I get you guys. I get it. I mean, I've always worked during summer vacation and always, you know, so I've really never had more, I've never had off more than a week or two. And even when I do go on vacation, I take my work with me. So I'm kind of a workaholic. And so I could understand taking a week or two off and then go, oh my gosh, I got to go back. And, you know, I loved waiting tables. Could I wait tables like I used to? Could I see 60 patients a day like I used to the urgent care? I probably can't. And having worked from home, I don't think I ever want to go back to having the office I had. I loved my patients, but the BS with Obamacare and the deductibles and people not paying their bills and us needing money to pay the staff and insurance saying, sorry, bill the patient, they have a high deductible. I don't want to go back to that. So for those of you that are feeling that way, I don't blame you. I mean, I don't feel guilty for any of you going, I really don't want to go back to the office. My coworkers are toxic. My boss is a jerk. There's always two people having sex with each other, and it just changes the whole dynamic of work. Or I always fear I'm going to get fired. Or I get how a lot of people do not want to go back to work. So there's a very, very small window right now. And if you are not in a position where you'll be able to retire, and you know you're going to have to get back into the workforce, you better start now before it's slim pickings. So if you have, is slim pickings a term that, I don't even think we could use that term anymore. But, you know, when there's an abundance of work. So what you need to do is talk to whoever is hiring you and ask about schedule flexibility. Maybe you don't want to go back full time, like 8 hours. Maybe you want to go back part time. Maybe you want to work home, do part time there at the office, part time from home. Now's the time to negotiate. They need all hands on deck. Now, let's say it's a restaurant, and we've been to restaurants, very, very understaffed. Okay? Well, you know, maybe go back 1 or 2 days. You don't necessarily have to do 40 hours. Maybe go back, and if you see, you know what? I'm making some money. I could do the 1 or 2 shifts. All right, you know what? Let's do that. Now I'm ready for 3 or 4 or 5 a week. Now I get it. A lot of places are asking for full time, but they will take part time. They will take whatever they can get. And then in terms of your salary, you're not going to be able to ask for 6 figures working in a restaurant. But you might be able to ask for more vacation days. You might be able to negotiate some things. Now, if you notice in a week, everybody's saying, no, 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 you know, we're starting to get people in. Well, then you know, okay, then you better take what you can get. But that's kind of what we're dealing with right now. I, you know, not having worked or being able to work from home. In fact, they're talking about people are thinking about rehoming their pets. They've been around their pets or they adopted a pet. They're like, how do I go back to work? I have a pet. Well, I mean, you're going to have to go back to work sometime. I mean, we all have to work somehow. So many people also have been taking their time because they're trying to find a new career. they realize that their career is in trouble. So they're looking to find a new career. All right, better do that quick. When September 6th comes and people can't get the extra unemployment, they're going to be taking jobs. And while you're trying to figure out a new career, I mean, my advice to you all, if you can, is get the job, right, before the jobs aren't there anymore. Ease into it. If you don't think you can work full-time, do a part-time. If you want to make a certain amount of money in an industry and that's kind of at the upper limit of normal, now is the time to negotiate. If you want a good, strong contract, now's the time to get that contract. But employers are in trouble. They need help. And I don't want anybody taking advantage of them. But I also don't want you sitting home so anxious going, okay, I got two more months, I got two more months, I got two more months. You got to get your feet in the pool. You got to get your toe, you know, stick that toe in. You got to jump in. If you don't start working and then you are then in a position where you have to take whatever job you could get, you're going to be miserable. If there's a job you've always wanted to do, you know, let's say you're really into sports and there's some opportunities with, let's say, the Golden Knights or Allegiant Stadium and the Raiders and all that, okay? While there's jobs available, now's the time. Even if they don't pay that well, remember, you're still getting extra money. Well, hopefully you saved up some of that extra money from unemployment. But it just, I think we're having a lot of lost opportunity. I also want everybody to start waking up early. I know many of you are sleeping until 10, 11, 12. Okay? I mean, throughout this pandemic, I've always set my alarm for 5:30, 6 a.m. It just, I might take a nap every now and then because that's kind of nice if I'm home. But still, you know, get into that habit. All right? The last thing you want to do is you start on Monday and now you have to reevaluate everything. Same thing with your exercise workout. If you know you're going to be applying for an 8-to-5 job, then you start moving your workouts till the end of the day or start moving your workouts till early. But the reality has to set in, people, that you're going to have to go back to work. And last one hired, first one fired. Don't be the last one hired. If you didn't volunteer to go back, not the worst thing. You'll still look good in your boss's eyes if you volunteer now. Now, the daycare issue. All right, well, this is where you need to buddy up, and it takes a village. You need to talk to your other moms, dads, family members, and talk about how you guys are going to do this. All right, if you guys are able to negotiate with your bosses and work from home, then great. If you can't work from home with the kids, then you all work it out where Tuesdays you're watching the kids, Wednesdays you're watching the kids, so people can start going back to work. But September, kids are going back to school. And if you wait till then to try to get the job, it's going to be too late. So suck it up. I know it's not going to be easy, but this is the time to strategize. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it.
Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.